This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, July 6th. Well, it's an interesting market we have. The main thing that's going on is the commodity crunch that the Wall Street Journal talked about on the weekend. I was cited in that article. Is continuing. And, of course, crude oil dropped a lot yesterday, cracked $100 a barrel. And it's still going a bit lower right now. Of course, the oil companies will still be very profitable at these levels. But I just want to basically take a step back and talk to you about the what's really going on here. So on June 10th, there was a Freeport LNG terminal that had an explosion. So natural gas dipped because they couldn't export LNG from that terminal for a while. And then, of course, they repaired the terminal and get ready to start it up again. And then the Biden administration said, no, you can't start it, can't export. Now, right now, you know, Europe needs our gas because Germany's chemical industry is really dependent upon Russian gas, and they're being cut off. So I realize there's natural gas from Qatar and other places going to Europe, but we've been exporting all our gas to Europe, and it'd probably be good to restart that. But the Biden administration said no. And you can't restart the Freeport LNG facility until they get written approval from the Biden administration. And, of course, they're citing safety and neighbors and all kinds of stuff. So by Biden doing this, what they did is they caused natural gas prices to crack last week pretty dramatically. Because essentially we shut down the bulk of our LNG exports. So, and then now we have crude oil cracking. Okay, so if you're sitting in the White House, you know what you want to say that look what I'm doing. I'm controlling inflation. Look what a good person I am. So that's kind of what's going on. The other thing, of course, as I mentioned on Fox Business this morning, if you saw that, I was talking about the strong dollar. And because, you know, the dollar's at a 20-year high against the euro, commodities are priced in dollars. As the dollar gets stronger, it does drive commodity prices lower. That's all what's going on. And also, we've had a dramatic decline in treasury bond yields since June 14th. So the big question is how much does the Fed have to raise rates to get in sync with market rates? Because market rates aren't going up now, they're going down. And not the short term, but more the long term bond yields. So they're going to increase 75 basis points on July 27th. And then on September 21st, if they do increase 75 basis points again, that'll be the last one. That'll get the federal funds rate to 3%. So we'll see if they want to go to neutral, go beyond neutral. I think it's a possibility on September 21st, the Fed's only going to do 50 basis points, depending where market rates are. But that's it. Then the Fed has to stop because the next meeting is right before the midterm elections, and they don't like to interfere with elections. And then any other rate increases or decreases they can do in the December FOMC meeting, they tend to use December as a sneaky way to increase rates sometimes. So fascinating times are in, but hey, they pricked the inflation bubble and things are coming down. And But all the earnings are in all those inflation stocks right now, okay? So we're in a bit of a conundrum because you don't want to go rotate to some area with no earnings. And I know in energy's case, that's where the earnings are going to be for three quarters, just based on easy year-over-year comparisons. So it's an interesting conundrum we're in. And of course, Wall Street loves to try to spook you out of the stocks are going to have the best earnings before they come out. This game goes on every earnings announcement season. So for you folks that are in these commodity-related stocks, whether it's energy, food, shipping, fertilizer, I would plead with you to wait to the earnings. Let the earnings come out. Sort it all out. Let's see what the guidance is. It's a very odd market because we don't have this earnings recession. But it is a narrow market. But the market's also interesting because every sector is broken down. So if you look at how markets correct and cleanse themselves, they've done a pretty good job, okay? And the only reason a lot of these commodity stocks are getting hit is they were strong, okay? So they're trying to clean them out and before a serious rally can ensue. And a rally would be sparked by, like, the Ukrainian-Russian conflict ending. It could be sparked by the Fed says, okay, that's it for interest rates, I'm done. It could be sparked by, you know, a new iPhone. Let's say Apple in September announces that they're going to have a $2,000 iPhone that folds, okay? Samsung has a folding phone, so it's inevitable Apple's going to have that. I don't know if they're doing that, just so you know. Something's going to spark the market. And it'll be a fascinating ride we're in, but let's let these earnings come out, sort a lot of things out. I will continue to sell anything that doesn't have positive analyst revisions because I cannot fight the analyst community. So if they turn negative, then I will get out of their way. But right now, because the analysts have been positive, I'm largely sticking with a lot of my stock picks. So hang in there, folks. I know it's I can tell by all your emails and things, all the anxiety out there you're going through. But I would plead with you to let the earnings come out, especially on energy and other commodity-related things, and we'll sort everything out. So we still have inflation. Inflation isn't defeated. It is decelerating at a rapid rate. It's being manipulated by the Biden administration, like what they did with natural gas. I'm sure they'll come out and remind everybody that the U.S. has produced a lot of oil, and we are energy independent again. And so that they'll try to take credit for that. But the truth of the matter is it's a very, very narrow market right now. And we just, our best defense, strong offensive stocks with great earnings. So hang in there. I just want to update you on what's happening. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions.